Good morning, Lisa. Hello from Shanghai. Apologies for the line, by the way. We haven't got a great line, I'm afraid.
It's okay. There's a little bit of a delay, but I think we can work with it. It's not a problem. Now, you're involved in quite a high-profile conference out there. Chris, tell me a little bit more about that, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. So by sheer coincidence, the Chinese Premier and I have swapped countries for the week. So I've been visiting some large industrial companies here in China. I'm also lecturing at a conference in a university, and I've got some meetings with UKTI, who helped to encourage exports from the UK to China.
So this is actually a really good opportunity to sell what it is that you do to this massive market.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. China's an incredibly important market, and there seems to be a real demand for the kind of services and products that we can offer from the UK. So I've just been involved in a meeting where we've identified some really high technology products and services that UK businesses could supply. And our role as a research institute is to export our own services, but also to help the companies that we work with back in the UK to understand how better to do business in China and to export their products to China as well.
So talking of which, Chris, tell me a little bit about what it is that MPI does.
Yeah, okay, so we're a materials research institute. So we help companies that use materials or run manufacturing processes to improve their processes so they're more efficient and cost-effective, but also to introduce new products into the market as well. We work with large companies, small companies, on really small little bits of consultancy, on major investigated projects for process improvements. And we help link companies to universities as well if that's what they need to do some really fundamental research.
I see. And Chris, before this visit, I mean, have you been sharing your expertise with the Chinese market?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'm a little bit of an old hand at this. So it's I've been coming to China for six years now. So I've developed some really strong relationships here. And it takes time to do that. It's all really about developing the business relationship. I mean, we heard a bit earlier in your program there about, this golden era. And maybe for the average Chinese person, it's not top of their agenda. But when I talk to people in business, in industry, representatives of local government, this is really capturing the imagination, because the relationship with Britain is seen as a very important relationship. So I would say for UK businesses and UK industry, now is really the time to start to be looking at the Chinese market. But you've got to be prepared to invest in those relationships.
Absolutely. And Chris, for the past number of weeks, even months, a lot of news surrounding certainly industry on Teesside has been particularly grim, as you well know. And a lot of it has been thrown back to the Chinese dumping of steel. Mm-hmm. This golden era, could it benefit the Northeast in the long term? Are we looking at something that could potentially be a golden era for the Northeast of England?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a real opportunity for manufacturers in the Northeast. But we really have to kind of take this into our own hands, get out here, understand what's happening in the Chinese economy, and how we can generate some exports and add some value to our own businesses. And the kind of pain that the steel industry is experiencing in the UK is the same in China. And you need to be here to understand that, and then understand how we can sell products into China in order to be really competitive with our manufactured goods.
Yeah, Chris, good to hear from you.
We can't just sit.
Go on.
I was going to say, the other thing we have to remember is China's moving on as well. So, I've been in discussions this morning where the Chinese national manufacturing strategy is to move to advanced manufacturing based on the Internet of Things, continuous innovation, and service provision through manufacturing as well. These are all things the UK says it wants to do. So we have to move really fast to keep ahead of China.